Well, today's first reading is all about Jonah, the great prophet of the Old Testament. And Bishop Sheen was once teaching about Jonah. Remember, Jonah was the one that was swallowed by the whale, spent 3 days in the belly of the whale. Well, Bishop Sheen was out in California giving a conference, and there was a heckler in the crowd. And the heckler stood up and said, "How is it possible that Jonah spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale? I don't believe it. How is it possible?" And Bishop Sheen says, "Well, I don't know how it happened, but when I get to heaven, I will ask Jonah." Okay? And then the heckler said, "Well, what if he's not there?" And Bishop Sheen said, "Then you'll be able to ask him." Jonah prefigures Christ for a couple reasons. One, Jesus says, just as Jonah spent 3 days and 3 days in the belly of the whale, so the Son of Man will spend 3 days within the earth. And just as Jonah came forth from the whale, so Jesus came forth from the earth on his resurrection on Easter morning. But there's another reason that Jonah prefigures Christ, is that because he called people to repentance. See, today's gospel, Jesus, the first thing the Lord says when he begins his public ministry is repent and believe in the gospel. That's what Jonah said, you know, 1,000 years before when he had to walk through the huge city of Nineveh. It took 3 days to walk through the city. And Jonah said the same thing. He told the people, repent, or unless it's too late. Repent right now. And it says the people responded. They did listen to Jonah. It says they even put on sackcloth and ashes. They did penance. They repented as a city. They repented of their sins. And Scripture says God saw by their actions that they had truly been converted. And he did not go on to threaten that city for their crimes and their sins, because they truly repented. Well, today the Lord tells us the same thing, that we have to repent as individuals, as a nation, as a country. We need to repent. And they say that really the ABCs of Christianity are: A, admit that we're sinners, so we have to repent of our sins. B is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in the gospel. And C, commit ourselves to following Christ and the church. You could really boil down Christianity into those three basic things. We have to admit that we're sinners, turn away from sin, believe in Christ, and commit ourselves to following Him. Now, how should we repent as individuals or even as a nation? Well, individually, we go to confession and repent of our sins, and then Jesus forgives us of our sins in confession. But then we have to repent as a nation, because today is January 22nd. Some of you might know what today's anniversary is. 39 years ago today, Roe versus Wade, that legalized abortion in our country. And since then, over 50 million unborn children have lost their lives in our country, about 1.5 million every single year. So we as a nation need to repent of this and do penance and pray for forgiveness as a nation, as individuals. Because all of us remember, of course, September 11th, when those planes were flown into the Twin Towers. I think all of us can remember where we were at that moment. It was a Tuesday. I was just finished saying Mass, and we were praying the Rosary at the Benedictine Monastery, and people came running in to tell us about it. And I remember, I guess, about 3,000 men and women lost their lives that day. And then I've heard, though, that with abortion, it's 4,000 babies every day. See, what happens, as terrible as September 11th was, every day that's happening in our country still today through abortion, 4,000 every day. It's like those planes are flying in to our country every day. Remember the tsunami? 150,000 lives, I believe, were lost in the tsunami. Well, that's how many babies we kill every month in America. It's almost as if a tsunami hits America every single month and drags out 150,000 human lives. So we need to stand up against this Holocaust that is going on today. Remember in Nazi Germany, the 6 million Jews? Well, what about the 50 million unborn babies in our own country? We have to stand up and speak out against this. So what can we do to turn the tide? What can we do to bring about the conversion of our country in regard to the respect for the sanctity of human life? What we need is the grace of God, right? We need God's grace to convert hearts, to convert our hearts, the hearts of politicians and judges and lawyers and doctors and nurses, anybody who in any way is involved in this industry. So how do we get the grace of God? Well, it comes about by getting down on our knees and praying. Pray for God's grace. Pray for the conversion of our country. That's why we go to Mass and offer our communions for the end of abortion. We pray the rosary every day for the sanctity of human life. In fact, the rosary is such a very powerful pro-life prayer, because every time we pray the rosary, 50 times we say, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." That the fruit of the womb is sacred, it's holy, it's precious. The fruit of the womb is something that is blessed. So every time we pray that Hail Mary, we respect and honor the sanctity of human life. And as you know, life is under attack, whether it be through abortion or terrorism or suicide or infanticide or euthanasia or assisted suicide. See, life is under attack, so the popes have said, let's get back to a culture of life. Let's go and respect the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception until natural death. So we pray, we do penance, we go to Eucharistic adoration to pray before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. We vote with a well-formed Christian conscience, voting for those candidates that are most in line with Christian values of respect for the sanctity of human life, the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of the family. This is a great responsibility we have in our society. But then we also need to take action. That's why we show up tomorrow at the March for Life or go to Washington, D.C. to let the White House, our country, know that there is this Holocaust going on, 4,000 a day of innocent human life being lost in our country. So we need to show by our actions as well. That's why we also support wonderful places like Birthrights and these Home for Unwed Mothers and Catholic Charities and the adoptions agencies that are doing a good job, like Catholic Charities. So this is what we need to do to really bring about a culture of life. Pray, do penance, vote well, show our support for these special causes that are trying to save the lives of these unborn children, and to offer healing and forgiveness to those who are coming back to the Lord and want healing and forgiveness. That comes about through confession, through counseling, through Project Rachel. We have so many wonderful retreats now for those whose lives were touched by abortion in the past that are now finding Jesus' healing and forgiveness. So today, we listen to these words of Jonah, we listen to the words of Christ, and we repent as individuals, and we repent as a nation, and we ask God for the healing of our country and for the establishment of the culture of life.